you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that. You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la, it's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over the country. All over North America. Shout out to all my friends in Canada. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City holding it down for us on the boards. And again, thank you to you for listening on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate on the free Odyssey app. Let me say it again. It's free. How many things you got to pay for in life? Everything. Getting and downloading the app is free. You can even hit pause and rewind. Go ahead and get the app, Odyssey. SiriusXM channel 158. If you have a smart speaker, you can listen to this show. You can listen to the Infinity Sports Network by asking your smart speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. It's really that simple. Anyway, we got a lot to get into. We've been hanging out for an hour already. The show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to our guests. We got plenty of guests today. John Machota joined us. He covers the Dallas Cowboys for The Athletic. We talked about Dak Prescott saying, hey, I went on vacation in a boot. It was precautionary. Nothing crazy. My leg is fine. Everything is fine. Nothing to see here. Klay Thompson was introduced as a member of the Dallas Mavericks today. Mikal Bridges was introduced as a member of the New York Knicks. I mean, we got Chris Paul, who was introduced as a Spur. DeMar DeRozan introduced as a member of the Kings. Man, we got Brett Favre, who hates Shannon Sharp. I will explain. How about this? In about 20 minutes, we still got plenty of basketball going on in Vegas. Cooper Flagg. You haven't heard the guy's name? Get used to it. This man is, he's turning it up. He's on the select team. He's not on Team USA because he's a kid. He's entering into his freshman year at Duke. And he's competing with the LeBron Jameses, the Anthony Davis, the Drew Holidays, the Embiids of the world. By the way, someone who's not competing because of a sore calf, Kevin Durant. Oh, my God. Just what the world wanted to hear. Kevin Durant dealing with an injury. What a world that we live in. So we have a lot to get into as the show continues on. We have Josh Allen. Oh, Josh Allen has a new name. Joshua Hines Allen. The one in Jacksonville, not the one in Buffalo. of course, at the end of the show, I'm going to share with you a bunch of things that took place this day in sports history. And as I told you, you know, we'll talk some Team USA basketball in about another 20 minutes. Like, things are really jumping in Vegas right now. Kamala Harris even showed up to see Team USA basketball as they get ready to play tomorrow against Canada in a friendly. They're going to get a friendly in, you know, do some more practice before they head out to Paris. So there's a lot to get into. If you, yes, you want to participate in the show, you can do so. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. I'm on the internet. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. And if you follow me online, you're probably going to have an idea about what I'm going to discuss now. Right before we went to break, I told you about some comments made by Mike Gundy, who's the head coach of Oklahoma State football. He made some of the dumbest comments I have ever heard in my life. I told you things are real busy in Vegas right now. They are. Not only do you have Team USA basketball getting their practice in, we know the aces out there on the basketball side, but today was Big 12 Media Day. A matter of fact, it's not just today. I would say the star attraction is Deion Sanders tomorrow. But what happens when you have a Mike Gundy who puts a foot in his mouth? You get comments to me that are absolutely horrifying. You might know this already. Now, maybe you don't. Right before the holiday, Ollie Gordon, the best running back in college football, he was arrested on suspicion of DUI. He was arrested. He was caught speeding. A trooper thought he smelled alcohol. Ollie Gordon said, "I got open alcohol in my car right now, and these were half-empty bottles," and now he refused a sobriety test, and we have no idea what his future is going to look like from a legal perspective. Things are still up in the air. And for a guy who on the ground can rush for 1,700 yards and get you 21 touchdowns, this is a big deal. And also in the modern college football space that we're in right now, being a big deal like that can get you big money with marketing dollars, name, image, and likeness deals. And so with Big 12 Media Day today and his arrest a little more than a week in the past, this is all still very fresh. Ollie Gordon was there at Big 12 Media Day, and head coach Mike Gundy had some explaining to do. You know, for a guy who just got arrested for suspicion of DUI, and this is Media Day, why is he here, and then what's next? Are you Mike Gundy? Are you Oklahoma State? Are you guys going to suspend him? Mike Gundy said no. Listen to this.
We're in a time where you guys are essentially employees. You guys make lots of money to play this game. It's different than it was 5 years ago. And your punishment's going to be facing the facts. That's why we brought him here today. I said, you're not going into hiding. You're going to face the music. You're going to have to stand up and talk to people and answer questions. And hopefully, more than football, you can learn from the situation you've been in. Because if not, then we have a real issue. He's going to play. And I'm going to do what we think is best for Oklahoma State football. And I think it's best for Ollie to play. If there's any punishment, it's make him carry the ball 50 times in the first game.
Okay. If there's any punishment, well, I'm making a decision. Like, and who is it? Is it I or you? Who's making a decision? Because the decision is stupid. Like, he should be on ice. Why? Because now he's an employee. I'm sure everybody who has a lawsuit out right now arguing that the players don't deserve more money, they're probably ticked off at this guy as well. But that's a separate conversation. Ollie should be on ice until his situation is resolved. His punishment shouldn't be speaking or talking to the media. That shouldn't be his punishment. But if you thought that comment was stupid, it actually got worse. Mike Gundy, in sitting down, having a one-on-one interview. He took it a step further. He gave a further explanation as to why he is not punishing Ollie Gordon. And let me tell you this. I told you he refused a breathalyzer when he was out there in the field. Well, by the time he had to have his BAC registered, it was a .10. Oklahoma's legal BAC is a .8. Now, the last time, you know, I did math in kindergarten, or maybe third grade or fifth grade, it was a while ago, a long time ago. Hickey, help me out if I'm wrong here. 10 is greater than 8, right?
You are correct.
And so is 11.
Yes.
Okay. Mike Gundy had this to say. Prepare yourselves. Listen.
So I looked it up on my phone. What would be the legal limit? Like in Oklahoma is .08 and Ollie was .1. So I looked it up and it was based on body weight, not to get into the legal side of it, but I thought really two or three beers or four. I'm not justifying what Ollie did. I'm telling you what decision I made. Well, I thought I've probably done that 1,000 times in my life. And I, you know, it's just fine. So I got lucky. People get lucky. Ollie made a decision that he wished he could have done better.
So besides him not understanding or understanding how to read percentages, and I'm no mathematician, let's forget that, because on one aspect of it, he was wrong. Forget football for a second, partially. What he said is infuriating. This man basically downplayed DUIs, driving under the influence. This man just downplayed drunk driving. This man who's the head coach, this is supposed to be a man, and forget whether or not a student athlete is now an employee, a kid, a guy, a dude getting a check. Forget all of that. This is supposed to be a leader of young people. This is supposed to be a guy who's leading them. We got people out here on the roads, and God bless everybody within earshot of my voice. We got people driving vehicles right now. We got people going home to see their families. We got people going to work. They just left their family. Some guy listening to me right now just left his pregnant wife. Somebody is going to go see his pregnant wife. Somebody's going to go see his mistress. Somebody is going somewhere, okay? We got plenty of people on the roads, on the highways and byways, and we got this guy, Mike Gundy, who is downplaying a 20-year-old who's riding around in cars, in a car, with open bottles of alcohol like it's okay. And his justification is, well, I've done this and mistakes happen. No, these are worse than mistakes, man. Like, people die in cars, okay? We just had somebody die in a car over the weekend. Go ask the Minnesota Vikings, please. I mean, down here in Georgia, I can drive out to Athens, not too far from me here in Atlanta. Go ask the Georgia Bulldogs about people who've died in cars. Go ask millions of people all over the country who have died in cars. Come on. Now, this was 4th of July just last week. There were people I know just not too far from Hickey in Harlem, New York, who are in a park minding their business. There's a family that's gone because an idiot wanted to drive and drink and drive and wipe people out in a park. It's not just sitting around, you know, on a highway and some idiot runs into you. We got people on the street minding their business who are dying. I got to tell you, and there ain't no shame in my game, Mike Gundy is an idiot. Okay, in Oklahoma State, you want to talk about him, Mike Gundy, he's the one making the decisions. This is my decision not to suspend him, and this is our decision. So which one is it, man? Like, pick one. The more important one is his boss. Where's the athletic director? What is this, Chad Weiberg, Weberg? To me, it doesn't matter how his name is pronounced right now. He has to do something. This is such an awful precedent to have a head coach of a college football program full of young men sitting around saying, oh, yeah, I made a mistake thousands of times. I got in my car plenty of times, and I've drunk, and people get lucky. No, people die, you idiot. Like, this ain't no game. This ain't no joke. Like, people deserve better. There are people who do not go home because of decisions that other people made. As simple as that. It really is. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm a saint, okay? God bless me. I've never been arrested. I've never had a problem. I've picked up my share of tickets in my life. You drive long enough, I think you get one. But there comes a point in time for a lot of people where you got to be considerate. Considerate about somebody else's life, because life is so fragile. And it's infuriating to hear someone downplay DUIs, driving under the influence, as just a mistake. Yes, it is a mistake. It's a mistake that people make. It costs people their lives. It costs people their livelihoods. It costs people their families. Come on, man. I can go on a whole list. If we just want to think about sports, I'm sure you might be able to think about somebody you know. Ask the Georgia Bulldogs. Ask the Minnesota Vikings from last week. Go ahead and you're in Vegas right now. Go ahead and ask the Vegas Raiders about how a guy, you know, drinking and driving and killing another human being. Let me know how that works out. Like, we got to be better. You know, I want to criticize Mike Gundy, you know, for not running the ball enough with Ollie Gordon. Not because he's dumb enough to sit around and downplay drinking and driving or suspicion of a DUI or being arrested or driving with open bottles of alcohol in the car. I want to criticize him not for that, but for not running the football, not for being an idiot. Like, do better. And if one guy is going to be an idiot in Mike Gundy, at least the athletic director can do and say something. Me personally, I could care less if Ollie Gordon gets suspended. He should be punished. Whether they suspend him, sit him out, he should be suspended to some extent. But what I'm more concerned about are other idiots who listen to Mike Gundy and go, oh, he's right. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 beers doesn't hurt anybody. If I do it 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times, it doesn't hurt anybody. It only takes one time. And it only takes one idiot that people listen to, in the case of a Mike Gundy, to think that something like a DUI is just a mistake. You want to know what happens when someone dies from a DUI or driving under the influence? They don't come back. It's not a video game. It's not Grand Theft Auto. It's not Mario Kart. It's real life. Oklahoma State, somebody, something, somebody, somewhere, athletic director Chad Weberg, tell this man something. That's one of the dumbest things I've heard a human being say in a very long time. On that note, y'all drive safe, please, for other people, not just yourself. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to come back, and we're going to go back to Vegas. But I'm going to lift my own spirits up by talking about something that's happy. Team USA Basketball. Why? Because there's a guy named Cooper Flagg who's lighting people up. And it's been reported that LeBron James is still the best player on the team. This guy's ancient. We'll talk happy things. Happy things in America. Team USA Basketball. Kurt Heelan's joining us from NBC Sports. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Look around. What do you see? cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Big 12 Media Day isn't the only thing going on in Vegas. Team USA men's basketball is getting all set and warmed up for the Paris Olympics. Players are taking on the select team. Got quite a few news items that's already come out. Guys who are unavailable. Young men who have been exciting and entertaining folks, surprising people. And then I guess when you're almost 40-year-old LeBron James, can we be surprised at anything? To talk about everything going on in Vegas with Team USA Basketball is Kurt Heelan. He is the lead writer covering basketball for NBC Sports, also the host and the founder of Pro Basketball Talk. Kurt, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. How's it going, man?
I'm very well. Thank you for taking the time to hop on. Amongst everything going on, I heard this report that the players have said LeBron James, amongst all of these stars, the Tatums, the Embiids, the guys who are 10 years younger than him, that LeBron is still the best guy out on the team. Is that accurate?
Yeah, Joe Varden over at The Athletic just polled a bunch of guys, both from the select team and the Team USA, and just said, hey, who's been the best? And LeBron won. It wasn't unanimous, but LeBron won pretty handily. He has looked good in the bits of scrimmage we've seen. He is moving well. He's got an understanding of look, he's certainly seen every coverage, knows everything, has done the international ball thing before. And I think in some ways, sort of like the in-season tournament last year for the Lakers, it suits him because this team is so deep and you get a shorter game anyway. Hey, man, if you can give me 20 hard minutes, it's just massive, right? Like, that's just huge. You don't have to break everything. You know, you don't got to play 38 minutes to keep Darvin Ham, you know, he didn't really keep his job, did he? Just go out there and give me 20 hard minutes. Same with Durant, same with Curry. And there's enough talent on this roster that we're going to win out. And I think that that's kind of their plan.
And Kurt Heelan is joining us from NBC Sports. Speaking of Kevin Durant, we heard that he will not play in this friendly tomorrow against Canada because of a sore calf. When you think about Kevin Durant, his history of leg issues, no big deal? Or what are we looking at here?
I don't think it's too, look, he spoke today about it and just said, look, we're just being cautious, basically, that he feels good and he wants to get back out there. But, again, look, this is a guy with a history of calf issues, a history of Achilles. So you can't really mess around with this. So I think they're just being overly cautious. Not going to run him out in the game tomorrow, but I imagine you'll see him. There's a series of tune-ups in Abu Dhabi and then in Paris beforehand in France. So I imagine you're going to see him pretty soon, but he won't be out there tomorrow.
Well, Kurt, you talk about someone that we've heard and seen clips and footage of. I know you're out in Vegas. A lot of people are finding out more and more about Cooper Flagg. It seems like every day, every week, he's a part of the select team that's trying to get the main team all warmed up and ready. The word was that he was not just impressive, but he took over a stretch. What's the reality of what a 17-year-old did against these stars?
He was arguably the best player on the select team the second day. And the first day, my reaction was, he had a dunk at the end of practice, at the end of the scrimmage, and a couple other plays where you're just like, oh, he's fitting in. And I think by day two, like, he's just got so much confidence in his game and his skill set that he was willing to take over. Like you said, he took over for a stretch. He made some other big shots and big plays. He's been incredibly impressive. I mean, first off, he's 17. I just expected him to be skinny because every 17-year-old basketball player is really No, he's got some muscle on him. He's moved really well. He's got a really smooth stroke, and he was starting to find places to really use his athleticism. And he, look, I mean, there was one, he had one three-pointer where he came off the screen and wasn't bothered by Drew Holiday, kind of rubbed him off, and then Anthony Davis switches onto him, and he shot a jumper over him and knocked it down from three. Like, he's just been impressive.
And Kurt Heelan is joining us from NBC Sports. We know the NBA draft was only a couple of weeks ago. Zachary Risache was selected number one overall. A lot of people had to kind of shrug their shoulders. No doubt, unless there's some surprises, that Cooper Flagg is going to go number one next year after playing at Duke?
Yeah, I mean, it's early, so obviously stuff can change. Remember, you know, to use the easy example, Isaiah Collier, the USC guy, was top three, top five at the start of last year and fell to the 20s. So, like, stuff happens, but I can't imagine him not being just from what I've seen, again, not a scout, but what I saw in this scrimmage, what I've heard, I can't imagine him not being at the top of the draft. I know that this is a pretty deep draft, so maybe there's somebody else who climbs up and challenges him, but I don't know. I watched him yesterday and thought, yeah, I'd tank for that guy.
Well, I know we're going to have some teams that are certainly doing that. Well, he's 17 years old. We have a couple of guys who are, well, we got a couple of dudes who are more than 20 years on top of him. When you think about Steph Curry going for his first gold, when you also take a look at someone like LeBron, how is the team kind of gelling and coming together? I mean, they're expected to walk away with gold. If they don't, anything below that is you failed.
Yeah, they've discussed the expectations that's just part of what you accept stepping into the jersey. And it's, you know, Steve Kerr has said this, and, you know, Popovich before him and others. The difference between this team and the Dream Team may be less the talent on the roster and more that the rest of the world is caught up, right? In 1992, those guys sleptwalked. You know, there was nobody who could get within 40 points of them. That is just not the case today. And starting with tomorrow night, like, Canada beat the U.S. at the World Cup last year. He's led by Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and Jamal Murray in the backcourt. NBA players all over the floor. Same with a bunch of other teams. Serbia is going to have that Jokic guy in middle. He's pretty good. And the French front line is going to be Rudy Gobert and Victor Wembanyama. Like, there are legitimate teams who can threaten the U.S. out there. That's why Joel Embiid becomes so important to the U.S. Everybody I just mentioned, not the Canadian guys, but the size is, there's just more size and more physicality allowed in international ball. And Joel Embiid is going to have to be the anchor for this team for them to win.
Wow. Kurt Heelan joining us from NBC Sports. When you talk about Joel Embiid, a lot of, you know, opinions have been strewn about him choosing to play for Team USA versus Cameroon or France. Has that kind of just died and subsided now that the initial media is kind of chilled out?
Well, yeah, at USA training camp, everybody's pretty happy about it. I don't think the French have let it go. And I'm not sure that they should. Depending on who you ask, either told or certainly insinuated that he intended to play for France in the Paris Olympics and then chose not to for whatever his personal reasons are, a variety of reasons, I imagine. But they, look, man, that's a snub. and they're understandably a little taken back. I'm not sure that he is going to get the warmest of reception from French fans, especially if we end up playing France in the medal round somewhere.
Well, Kurt, we know this is a stacked team. You talked about how important Joel Embiid is. But when you have a roster of LeBron and Tatum coming off of a championship, Kawhi Leonard, God bless him, he's healthy. You got a young Halliburton. Anthony Edwards says, I'm option number one. Realistically, which of these players is going to be tethered to the bench unless it's a blowout?
Yeah, I'm really curious to see how this shakes out. I'm not sure you're going to get a lot of Halliburton. He plays fast, and they want to use him off the bench to keep the tempo up, which is a role he played I think he ended up starting, but played a lot of in a year ago in the Philippines in the World Cup. Anthony Edwards is going to get some run just because they need his athleticism. I mean, as much as we talk about all the talent on this roster and the old guys on this roster, you need that youth and explosive athleticism that Anthony Edwards brings, along with a little bit of confidence. You know, he's pretty sure of himself, but I can't really blame him. I think it's going to be interesting to see how that rotationally shakes out, and it could change. Kerr implied this too. Kerr kind of talked about it. It could be game to game, man. In this game, maybe Drew Holiday has it going. Maybe it's, you know, somebody else. And once we get a look at who's hot that night, he's going to ride the hot hands because he's got 12 guys on that roster used to taking over games.
Wild stuff. Well, listen, Kurt, we are going to be paying attention to everything going on out in Paris. We're going to see who plays, who doesn't play. Hopefully Durant will be fine. Hopefully Kawhi is fine. Hopefully Embiid is fine. Hopefully LeBron is fine. That's yep. A lot of hopes, but I think everything will be cool. And last question for you, Kurt. Thoughts so far on Bronny James? I hear he's expected to play again tomorrow after sitting out the last game with a sore knee. What are your impressions on what this next year is going to look like for him?
It's going to look like the G League for a lot of it. He'll start with the Lakers at the start of the season. Remember, the G League season starts 3 weeks, 4 weeks after the NBA League season starts. So he'll start the season with the team. I am sure they will run him out there with his father at the end of some game just to have that moment, right? But most of his season has got to be spent in the gym and in the G League just getting better. He is not an NBA player right now, and he didn't really look, you know, he looked 2 of 9, 0 of 3 from 3, you know, in that summer league game. I think the real question for him becomes, how much better is he as we get towards the end of the Vegas summer league? How much better is he in game 4 than he is in game 1? If you see that development, that's what you're looking for.
Well, everybody is certainly going to watch both the development of him, whether they want to hear or no, and exactly what Team USA Basketball does out in Paris in a few weeks. Hey, Kirk, where can people follow you and all your work with NBC, Pro Basketball Talk, et cetera?
Of course, you can follow me on X at Basketball Talk. And you know, I'm on all the socials. You can find me on X TikTok or Instagram, wherever, but also just NBC Sports and soon enough, NBCOlympics.com. I'm doing some writing for them. Some of the stuff I'm writing will end up on NBCOlympics.com, especially once the games get going.
Amazing. A man of many talents. Kurt, thank you so much for taking the time. Enjoy the rest of what is going to be a busy basketball summer, okay? We'll catch you soon.
Take care.
No doubt about it. That Kurt Helan of NBC Sports and Pro Basketball Talk. If people are finding out about Cooper Flagg, people are obviously catching up to whatever the hell Bronny James is doing. I'll see the game. I'll see what he does. Hopefully it's better than the, what do you have, 2 points the other day? 4 points? Am I giving him too much credit? Whatever it is, it wasn't good. We'll see what he does tomorrow in addition to what Team USA does against Canada. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll get to your calls. And speaking of exciting young players, you know, I'd be remiss not to mention someone who I think is the most exciting player in baseball today. And no, it's not a guy who got swindled by his interpreter. I'll tell you who it is on the other side.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. What happened here? 855-212-4227. There's so much going on. Hey, thank you to Kurt Heelan joining us in the last break, talking about some positive things going on in Vegas, Team USA basketball, getting ready for a run. And we've had a fun show already. John Machota came through to talk Cowboys. Kurt Heelan came through to talk Team USA basketball and Cooper Flagg. Hickey, have you seen any of these highlights of Flagg, like, getting after it?
I have. I saw one where he was kind of, it looked like a fast break. He took, like, a baseline jumper, got it swatted in his face by Anthony Davis. Teammate got the ball, and he kind of cut to the basket, finished off with a dunk. He's been, in the small highlights we've seen, he's been impressive for a kid that just graduated high school, what, a few months ago? Crazy.
Yeah, he hasn't even played a college game at Duke. You know, I've seen him for the better part of a year now, seen the clips and the highlights. And one thing that I've noticed in anything that he plays, like, it's his intensity. That's the thing. Like, this dude is going after it. And there's certain players with intensity you look at. You want to think about the past 20, 25 years. You can, you know, look at a Giannis Antetokounmpo. He has a button that doesn't go off, always intense. Obviously, you could think about a Kevin Garnett. God bless Kobe. Intense. You know, there's quiet intensity. But those guys, they wear it out on their sleeve all the time. Cooper Flagg is in that space. And I'll tell you this, Hickey. What he does, he's 17 now. He's going to be in the draft. He's going to get drafted this time next year. He's going to be 18 years old. What he does when he's, I don't know, 22 and 23, he's only going to get better. And how about this? He's 6'9", I believe, right now. There's a good chance he might get bigger, okay? And so you think about the talent in the NBA right now, everybody wanting to see what happens with Victor Wembanyama. He had an excellent rookie year. Man, we're going to have a guy named Cooper Flagg. And so the league is, you always get a new influx of talent. Cooper Flagg is originally from Maine, and Victor Wembanyama is from overseas. We talk about all the overseas players, international players. Well, we got an American dude from Maine right now, and he's out there playing with LeBron James. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I'm sure at some point he's had to pinch himself, and maybe he's gone past that point because a 17-year-old is competing against a 39-year-old LeBron. You just can't. You can't make that stuff up at all. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Manny is calling up from New York. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's up? What's up, my man? How you doing?
I'm good. Go ahead, Manny.
Look, man, listen, first of all, I love your passionate rant about what happened to Mike Gundy. I mean, I don't know what the hell he was he drinking. I bet he was high or something. You know, saying like that, I mean, just plain out disrespectful. I mean, for those who lost loved ones of drunken drive violence. I mean, drunken drive car violence. I mean, you know, recently about Independence Day, you had a guy who just killed three people and injured several people in New York City. I mean, it's amazing that, you know, we live in a situation that you have these coaches, and the last several years, we've seen coaches are not basically leading the men. They just basically, you know, they don't know how to lead. I mean, they don't criticize. I mean, for example, you look at Urban Meyer. You guess what happened to him? I mean, him and that football player, football coach from Baylor. I think it's Art Briles. I mean, it's amazing that it's just sad that we have these individuals who are supposed to be leader of men, and unfortunately, instead, they want to be like, you know, they don't really care. You should care because the last time I checked, that young man, that player who got arrested, he could have killed somebody.
Yeah, Ollie Gordon, he certainly could have. And thank you, Manny, for calling from New York. That's why I say the comments from Gundy are just, they're terrible. They're terrible. And, you know, this ain't valuing no athlete's life more than anybody. Any life lost is terrible. And whether it's a DUI, you know, my point is accidents happen on the road, and whether you're speeding or you're distracted driving or you're driving under the influence, I think sometimes, you know, we get caught up and I don't know, I guess we get in the car and you think you're invincible. I don't think about that at all. Things can kill you. 855-212-4227. Rick is calling from Tampa. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hi, first time caller. Love your show, and I think Hickey does a great job, too.
He doesn't do a great job. He does an awesome job. What's up, Rick?
Awesome
Thank you,
job.
Man. Thank you.
I wanted to talk about the home and Derby, but real quick I wanted to say about Dak Prescott. It seems like sports these days, teams get pressured into redoing the contract or extending it because they're afraid the player's going to get upset if they don't. But I don't think Dak's going to be like that. I think the Cowboys should just sit and let him play this year and see how he does. What do you think?
I think they're kind of screwed in that space. Look, Jerry Jones is an interesting fellow. And to think that they don't – I mean, let's say they go back into the playoffs and they get upset again. Is Jerry Jones supposed to take the approach of, well, now we're not going to extend Dak? Mike McCarthy will probably get fired. But Dak, you got to pay him. What do you do? Say, hey, we're gonna bring on Tua Tagovailoa. It is such a waste of time step. They've been committed to Dak for this long. Do I agree they shouldn't be pressured? But the Cowboys operate a little differently. I mean, when they gave Dak $40 million, he was the second highest paid QB right there behind Mahomes for quite some time. So they have made their bed, and I think they have to lie down in it. And this isn't just about this season or this coming season. This has just been their history. I think they got no choice but eventually to pay him.
Well, I don't see why they can't just wait to see what happens this year, because a lot of times teams worry that the player is going to, you know, be moping around. And yeah, I don't think Dak will be like that. I think he'll go on to 100%.
No, I agree. I agree with you.
He's a different breed.
No, I agree with you. There's no rush. But whether it's today or tomorrow or February, like they're going to have to pay him. Ultimately, that's what it boils down to. I don't see him walking.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Rick. Appreciate you.
I want to know if you watch the Home Run Derby.
I do. And I will be live here on the radio watching the Derby next Monday night. And who wins? I have no idea. I should just give it to Pete Alonso. I see that Jose Ramirez is going to be participating in it as well. And, you know, we'll see what happens. It's a crapshoot.
I like to throw a couple bucks on it. I just wondered if you
want
to have somebody you like.
No.
Your brain.
No, if Pete Alonso wins, just cash at me some bread, okay?
Okay. All right, thanks, man.
Thank you, Rick, for calling from Tampa. You know, speaking of an exciting player, he's a first-time All-Star. He will not be participating in the Home Run Derby. Ellie De La Cruz. I say he's the most exciting dude in the game right now, okay? This man has 45 stolen bases. He leads Major League Baseball so far. Yesterday, he broke a Reds record for most stolen bases prior to the All-Star game. He ran and stole 44. He went to second, and he ran, and he stole number 45. I want you to take a listen to this, a courtesy of the amazing people at Bally Sports Ohio.
So De La Cruz now matching the mark of Billy Hamilton for the most steals by a Red before the break, going back to 1933.
And I can tell you that is very taxing. The fact that he's out there playing shortstop every day as well.
There he goes, taking off for third, swing and miss. Trouble on the transfer. He claims third base. It's a new Reds record for swipes before the break. And that's 15 times he has taken third.
The guy is 22 years old. He's 6'5", 6'6". He has really, really, and publicly as well, taking the time to learn English because he wants to communicate with all of the fans here in stateside. He's from the Dominican Republic. I embrace the dude. Like, he's exciting as hell to me, especially with stolen bases, kind of a lost art in Major League Baseball. Am I expecting somebody to wake up and say, hey, I got you 120 stolen bases. Do I expect Ricky Henderson to step back out onto the field? No, I don't. But when you have a guy who's 6'5", 6'6", can run like the wind and has enthusiasm, like Ellie De La Cruz is one of the players that Major League Baseball really, really needs to highlight. And I look forward to seeing him play, hopefully for a very, very long time. I'm interested to see how many stolen bases he ends the year with. I mean, he got 45 now. I don't know. Maybe he peters out as the year continues on. 80, 90? Is he going to get to 70? We have no idea. But when the ball moves, so does this guy. and he's one of the best players to watch in the game today. If he doesn't steal a base next week, an all-star game, I'm going to be disappointed. Hopefully he gets on base. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm excited to see Elly De La Cruz. I'm not always excited to see the Reds because they stink. When we come back from break, I'm going to tell you about somebody else who can't be too excited right now. His name is Shannon Sharp. Why? Because Brett Favre is trying to come after him legally? What? I'll explain on the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.